Green Tambourine.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A mass murder trial ends with a plea just before testimony was set to begin. It happened in suburban Chicago in the trial of Robert Cremo, the man charged with shooting and killing seven at an Independence Day parade in 2022. Reporter Nancy Hardy of affiliate WBBM.
The 24-year-old has pleaded guilty to all 69 counts against him. That's 21 counts of murder and 48 counts of attempted murder. Judge Victoria Rossetti asked Cremo if he was on medication and if he understood what he was doing. He said that he did understand and that he was not medicated. Cremo's mother tried to stop her son from making the plea.
Thousands of people have left their homes in the Carolinas because of destructive wildfires.
One of the fires is threatening the North Carolina mountain town of Tryon. It was heavily impacted by Hurricane Helene last fall. Salia Keiko lives there.
The little community of Tryon has certainly been impacted by Helene, and we hope they don't have to endure any more hard.
The biggest fire has prompted evacuations in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area. No one has been hurt in the wildfires that have damaged and destroyed homes, buildings, and vehicles. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
A forecast of bad weather, including strong winds, has prompted officials in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, to call off tomorrow's Mardi Gras parades. Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng.
This wasn't a close call for us, and as disappointing as it is, it's not a difficult decision to make.
Dozens of people who help forecast the weather are among hundreds protesting their firings at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration today.
NOAA is 12,000 experts here to help, to fly into hurricanes, to deploy underwater sensors, to train models predicting tomorrow or 2100.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says a deal to end the war with Russia is, quote, still very, very far away. And he expects his country, though, will continue to get American support. Government data obtained by CBS News shows apprehensions made by the Border Patrol hit a 25-year low during the first full month of President Trump's second term. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Right now, we know that Border Patrol recorded fewer than 9,000 migrant apprehensions along the U.S.-Mexico border in February and 28 days. That is a stunning, extraordinary reduction in illegal immigration.
Cryptocurrency prices jumped after President Trump said on social media he wants the U.S. government to purchase and hold a variety of digital assets in a strategic reserve fund. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 120 points. The S&P is off 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A crash involving three cars went down at Albert Street and Summit last night in Racine and resulted in a rollover and entrapment. At least three people were hospitalized. Their conditions aren't yet known. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. A fight at the Kenosha Golden Corral last night involved overturned tables and reports of a knife being used for violence. Police were called to the scene at just before 7. Social media videos show multiple people involved in the violence. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. WRJ.
It's the calm before the storm. With clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible, high temperatures still tap the upper 40s and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, 30 seconds away, is sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. On John's desk at work, there was always a doll, a child's doll, carefully, lovingly propped up in its own special corner, watching over the day's business. The doll never stayed in the office overnight. John brought her each morning, placed her in that special corner of his desk where she could see everything that went on, and then he would take her home each evening. Nobody at work ever asked John about the doll. Nobody had to, because everyone who knew John knew the rest of the story. It was a snowy December day shortly before Christmas in 1914 when 8-year-old Marcella Gruel decided to visit her daddy. Now, Daddy John Gruel was a political cartoonist for the Indianapolis Star. And little Marcella trudged all the way there through the swirling snow from their home many blocks away. But she was not alone. She'd brought with her a doll. Well, Daddy kissed the snowflakes from Marcella's long lashes and gave her a big bear hug. It was wonderful that she'd come to see him, he said, but Daddy was working on something called a deadline, and he would have to get all of his work done soon, or the man who had hired Daddy would be very upset, and Marcella said she understood. But there was just one thing. The little girl had been playing in the attic, and she said she'd found this doll. The doll was sad, she told her daddy, because it had no face. Wasn't there any way that Daddy could make the dolly happy again? Well, John Gruel lifted the doll from his daughter's arms, smiling. Indeed, it had no eyes, no nose, and no mouth, no face at all. But John recognized the tattered doll as having belonged to his own mother once upon a distant time, and John's gaze returned to little Marcella, and again he smiled. Very well, the doll would be given a face. And hastily, with his pen, with the cartoonist's pen, he sketched on the basic features. Happy features, of course. And Marcella, happy also, returned home. Well, Mommy mended and restuffed the dolly, even sewed a little red heart on its chest with the words, I love you, written inside. And when one day Marcella got sick and had to stay in bed, the little dolly stayed with her, constantly comforting. Daddy even made up marvelous adventure stories about the doll to amuse Marcella and to encourage her to get well. But the little girl seemed to grow increasingly frail instead, spending more and more time in bed. It was a chronic illness, the doctor said, from which Marcella would not recover. She died one day in 1916, and she died with the floppy cloth dolly clutched in her arms. So you understand now about the doll on John's desk, why he brought it to work with him each morning and took it home with him each night. because that was Marcella's doll. The political cartoons of John Gruelle are mostly forgotten, but not that doll. Oh, no. The world will always remember his daughter's doll, because not long after Marcella's death, John began writing down the stories which he had once told his little girl while she was ailing. And those dozens of illustrated stories he shared with the rest of us in memory of the Dolly's mistress and in memory of a once upon a long ago Christmas time when a daddy and his little girl gave a tattered cloth doll a face. And together they gave it a name. Raggedy Ann. And now you know the rest of the story.
And I love those Paul Harvey stories. The rest of the story heard twice daily on WRJN, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again, 12:05 every Monday through Friday and only here on WRJN.
Wearing your
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Put your little
got you to hold my hand. I got you to understand. I got you to walk with me.
Sonny and Cher, great song. It's one of the best of 65. That wasn't by the Beatles, of course, said Dan. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we wrapped up a Paul Harvey rest of the story a couple of minutes ago. And again, a reminder, you can hear weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice daily on WRJN.
Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, and at O&H Danish Bakery, that means poochkies. These generous ice-filled donuts will be available in all your favorite varieties. So call, stop in, or order online today. Remember, there is no substitute for O&H Danish Bakery's freshly made poochkies. So pick up several for your family to enjoy. Order online at stores.ohbakery.com. Call or stop in. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Spring is finally here, and so are spring projects. So get them started at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. This weekend, save on products like pressure washers for $69.99, 42-inch roller cabinets for under $500, plus 30% off Hercules corded power tools. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 3/9/25 while supplies last. Limitations apply, so spring in before it's over.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Association did that one at the Genesee Theater Friday night as they opened for Peter Noon, Hermit of Hermits, Hermits. We have more concerts on the way, and we'll keep you posted on those on WRJN. But first, let's get Stuart J. Waddles in here with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine will see some protesting today. In the morning, State Representative Greta Neubauer and others plan on creating a scene at Brian Stiles' Racine office at the courthouse. A statement says they'll be delivering letters of opposition about Medicaid legislation to his office. Later in the day, protests are planned for Monument Square. Based on the images, you can tell someone was speeding. Three cars were involved in a crash at Albert Street and Summit Avenue in Racine last night. That's near Moreno Park. One car rolled over and someone was trapped inside, with initial reports coming in at around 5. At least three people were taken to the hospital with their conditions not yet known. Several Racine County crews were called in to help with an out-of-control grass fire yesterday. It was in Tishigan near the Waukesha County line. The flames were reportedly getting close to a barn, but firefighters from all over, including Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester, were called in to assist. They were able to get things under control. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Before the storm, clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. From Canada, Bachman-Turner Overdrive. From Detroit, which is right next to Canada, you're the Four Tops on WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone, I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today, it might come tomorrow.
exactly where are the Boondocks and why are they always down there, wherever they are? Billy Joe Royal on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Down in the Boondocks.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
football starts in May. I'll explain shortly on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the but if you need me, show me that you love me. Should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign. Sign. Just give me
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Tremolos did this song, written by Cat Stevens before he went all cosmic on us. Here comes my baby on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Pushback as hundreds of federal workers who've been shown the door rally.
We have had enough.
The federal workers say the cuts at NOAA